But if Lincoln had Illinois, George Washington had Virginia. He lived out his later years at Mount Vernon in Alexandria, but did most of his growing up at Ferry Farm in Fredericksburg. The house itself, long since destroyed. But after years of excavation, archaeologists have found its exact location, along with hundreds of thousands of artifacts. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Matthew Schwartz of WAMU headed there to hear that tale.
Down an old dirt road and across a muddy field, archaeologists Dave Maraca and I are heading toward a hillside overlooking the Rappahannock River.
They arrive here when George is six, and they stay here. George stays here until he's about 24, but his family stays here for like 30 years. And so we have a big chunk of the Washington story here at Ferry Farm.
Maraca has been director of archaeology here since 2001. It's under his leadership that a team of archaeologists uncovered the Washington home in 2008.
And what we argue is that the place that is Ferry Farm shapes or helps shape the man that George becomes.
After his father died, young George Washington lost his mentor, his guide into gentleman status.
And so he needs to learn about 1,000 things, and he has no one to introduce him to.
So Washington heads into the town of Fredericksburg just across the river and learns to fence. He learns to shoot pool. He goes to the theater. He even gets dancing lessons.
This town, this landscape, allows him to overcome a lot of the hardships that life had dealt him with. It helps him become sort of a very sophisticated guy.
The farm's location on the river also gave the young Washington a sense of the adventure the world had to offer.
Every day, George Washington sees people that are embarking on the adventure of their lives. They're going to cross that ferry and get on a boat and go someplace exotic like England or the Caribbean. Or, even better, they're going to come down here, wait for their ferry, cross, and go to the frontier, into the woods.
But before he could go off on adventures, Washington had years of growing up to do, and he did so right here on this hillside.
So this is the archaeological site. Those stones mark the corners of where the house was.
Am I standing on top of...
You're inside the Washington house.
Wow.
So step over here, you're outside. Which room are you in? You're probably in the passage. You can see this house from every house in Fredericksburg. It's a show house, and in order to make it a show house, they stuck it right on the edge of the hill.
Inside the visitor center, archaeologist Laura Galke shows me a picture of one of the items they found digging here.
Is that a wig?
Yes, it's a
hair curler.
Yes.
Galke gets pretty excited about her team's latest big discovery. The residue on that hair curler shows evidence of 18th century hair powder.
And what's newsworthy about the Washington's hair powder was that it was cheap hair powder. So we're even finding ways the family economized in the use of their powder. They were adulterating it with oyster shell.
It may sound like a small detail, but Galke says this is an important find. It shows how the Washingtons lived in a period about which very little is written.
We're making strides into understanding the nature of George's life, the nature of colonial Virginia's during the mid-1700s, and new techniques for analyzing this material that no one else has considered before.
The findings have just been published in the Journal of Archaeological Science. Something that's unlikely to make its way into a journal is the location of a certain mythical tree about which young George couldn't tell a lie.
Where was the cherry tree that he chopped down and taught everyone about truth?
We're looking feverishly for it.
It sounds like you're being sarcastic.
Yeah. It's hard to find one tree in a landscape this big.
That's true.
The cherry tree story's importance is not whether it happened or not, but that people were exposed to it and people knew it. Every 19th century soldier knows that story. This is a Civil War battlefield, and when soldiers get here, they start looking around for cherry trees, and they find the pits, and they send them home. And so it doesn't really matter if that story is true or not. The fact that people know that story and sort of understand this landscape in that lens is what's important.
And even if that cherry tree is never identified, there's plenty to explore here. They've already found hundreds of thousands of fragments, and now it's time to put those puzzle pieces together. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Schwartz.